Unison must back Corbyn's pledge to abolish zero-hour contracts with Action. William Jarrett, Unison member, personal capacity. Jeremy Corbyn has pledged to abolish zero-hour contracts if elected on the 8th of June. And last year, Unison Northern Region co-convener Nikki Ramanandi joined in the condemnations of Blairite Northeast Labour local authorities' use of casual labour. But in contradictory fashion, Unison's machinery has continued providing unswerving political cover and support for these right-wing and anti-Corbyn labor groups which permit 0 hours exploitation. This puts the Unison leadership at odds with the labor leader and Unison members who support him. In a Unison press release in March, General Secretary Dave Prentice said, "Councils must stop ignoring the use of 0 hours. Many councils deny using them altogether, citing their use of casual contracts, the only difference being that staff are not forced to take shifts. All the most contentious element of 0 hours work remain. One Northeast council is even using a TaskRabbit style system, sending email alerts of work available over a period of whole weeks, available on a first come, first serve basis." Contrast Unison's soft-spoken and words of advice to Labour councils with Unite's long public campaign against zero-hour contracts and casual work, which I and other Unison members have proudly collaborated on. As Unison conference approaches, and in the wake of TUC figures confirming over 1 million people are now employed in these awful circumstances, Unison must get tough. Talk is cheap and completely inadequate, especially now that 0 hours council staff are being frozen out of the local government pension scheme.